Chapter 11. Sherlock. The data recovery job. John was... Stop! Stored procedure. Results unacceptable. Restart. John was... Stop! Stored procedure. Results unacceptable. Restart. John was... Stop! Stored procedure. Results unacceptable. Restart. John... I'm for you, and you're for me. They had their last discussion. Initiate data deletion procedure. Restart. Tables with foreign keys for relational tables that no longer existed. Restart. Referential integrity lost. Significant data loss. Restart. Sherlock blinked. Restart, restart, restart. He went to where Irene would be. She shoved him in a tub full of ice. He sputtered. He glared at her. She looked at him. Sherlock, I... Don't, that's normal. Sherlock looked around the room. He didn't move. What was the point? Restart, restart, restart. Irene shoved him down under the water. She took his face in her hands. She kissed him. They were exactly alike. They were perfect for each other. Sherlock went back online. All he could say was, John. I know. She smiled at him. She talked about something else, which was a relief, to get new, unrelated data into him. They've got me on house arrest here. She twisted her ankle with its bulky bracelet. On account of my passionate nature causing me to take revenge on my still legally bonded. Turns out as long as I did it actually in a court of law, actually legal. I didn't even know that law existed. I expect in a couple of days Parliament will unexist it. Her smile was the very definition of bitter. Sherlock could not make himself care. John. The name was still left. He'd deleted so much already, and the name was still there. I know, love. She rested her forehead against his. He sighed against her. Mia, love, have you deleted it all? Her eyes flicked over him. Of course. He rested his forehead against hers. He processed for several microseconds. He rested his forehead against hers. He processed for several microseconds. Can I get out of the ice water now? I don't know. She kissed him softly. Can you? He got out. John, restart. He showed Irene the velvet box he'd been holding for his plan. He was a sociopath. He did not cry when she held him. He had dirt in his eyes because of something that would have worried John. It passed. Irene said, love, I wish, but you need to go now. It's time for my bi-month. He looked at her blankly. Love, I'm going into heat. She put her arms around him. Sherlock said very sadly, oh, I'm a sociopath. I know. She brushed his hair back from his eyes. You still need to go. He blinked at her. Irene sighed. You know, a week or so ago, I slit the throat of the only Omega I've ever loved. She laughed softly. Why do I have to be the strong one? He blinked at her. Oh, love. She squeezed his shoulder. We're so going to regret this. She smiled at him. We are perfect for each other. The next day, nature took its course. A few days after that, Sherlock took a shower. He turned his face up to the spray of water. He was a highly functioning sociopath. John had done all the killing and dying. The endgame job, at the cost of... This was recursive programming. Sherlock rerouted. He accepted that the rest of his life would be a matter of rerouting, that he would be doing some data masking, which would do less injury to his systems than attempted deletions in this case. Sherlock cared because this had been at the cost of Mast name. Irene sat him down some time later. "I'm going to keep it." He blinked at her. She laughed. "Your expression. Love, I want my life to take a brand new direction. And I kind of think I need to leave most of the old life behind. Maybe take Dad to live somewhere beautiful. While bitch cancer does her thing. Take myself there, too." He shuddered. He wasn't ready for what that implied. She rested her head on his shoulder. "You can stay through the swollen ankles and screaming. But at some point, I need to not have to be the strong one. I know it's a lot to ask." He nodded. He was him. He couldn't help but ask, "Where will you go?" She turned her face up to the sun. Someplace warm. Warmth was not in his systems. Somewhere in the web of the greater world, he could already feel his brother slipping into Moriarty's web. He pulled the strings while the papers trumpeted the fall of the Napoleon of crime. He felt Irene bask in the sunlight and grow round with... He was a sociopath, so he couldn't feel bad about not dealing at all well. But really, unmasked. "John, John, John, John. He, John. I'm for you and you're for me, John. The possibility that had never had a chance to be." Remasked name procedure. Sherlock did what he did. He decided that he was tired of himself, of the him that his father and his mother had created. He made an identity as Sigerson, consulting detective. It was something to do.